Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Happy Monday, everybody. This is a good place to be on a Monday morning. Yeah, you know, they think of all the bad places you could be on a Monday.
Betcha.
And then we whine about Mondays, but at least we're all together.
Fine.
I know. It's so funny. Like, everything that happens in my life, I'm like, oh, I can't wait to tell Vinny. Oh, I can't wait to tell you. Right. You know, like our whole life is sort of framed by and lived through this show.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty funny.
Human was filling me in on Ozark.
Oh.
And I'm like, who's blah, 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 blah.
You should watch that.
Yeah, yeah. I need to, it sounds like.
So, hold on.
You know what they got in Ozark, right, that we've talked about before? Remember the first True Detective, that hillbilly crazy?
Mm-hmm.
Ozark has that hillbilly crazy down perfectly.
But each one of them is starting to have, like, a real, like, all those hillbillies that all live together in those busted up trailers down by the river.
Right. Yeah.
At the edge of the lake.
You're right.
They're all starting to really flesh out. Like, it's at first, it's just like a group of scary people. Like that first confrontation in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're all starting to, and we met her father, and there's some, oh boy, there's some stuff happening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a good show, Ozark.
I'm glad you like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well. We're actually talking about maybe skipping the Pats on Sunday and making that happen.
They were off this weekend, weren't they?
They're on tonight, I think.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Against the Bills. Boy.
Well, you never
There's
know.
There's a game you want to see.
Everybody plays their Super Bowl against our team, so.
Oh, right. You know. Yeah, the Bills have a chance.
Well,
they might pull it off.
Listen, you never know. Brady sucks now.
Oh, my God. Did you just say that?
I did. I just said it. I don't care. I'm so sick of hearing about him. For the last 20 freaking years, I feel like all I ever hear about is Brady. Like, you know, guys, he doesn't have that much time left. You got to really start fawning over somebody else. Let's figure out what we're going to do here with your team. Hope you guys have a backup plan. Because you got rid of Jimmy G.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yay for us.
A lot of good it did us,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah,
I guess they got rid of him just in time.
A blessing for you guys to get rid of him.
One more yard. Great.
No, we're stuck
Thanks.
With him.
Anywho. You guys, not only are we excited about our secret show, there's no more tickets left for that, right? Are there tickets online or anything? Or any, no secret ways to get those tickets?
Mm-mm.
So if you've got your tickets, great. We'll see you on Wednesday. If not, you're going to have to listen to the show when it comes up as a podcast. And those are fun, you know. Whoman runs those shows. It's nice. But we're also really looking, and it's right around the corner. God, you know, like Christmas is right around the corner. There's so much packed into what's happening in the next few weeks.
Yep.
That we're already there. I mean, if you don't have your tree up by now, I don't know what you're doing. So,
I looked at November and I've already put up the sign, no vacancies.
Yeah, no vacancies.
I was looking at it this morning and was like, there's no.
It's insanity.
I'm booked.
Yeah. So, Winterland is right around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
The tickets went on sale last Thursday and it's One Republic and
Leon Bridges.
And.
Go on.
We just added. Michael Fronte.
Yeah.
Which is great news. In 59 seconds, if I'm going to die tonight, I want heaven. With you. So that, I already was psyched about the lineup, but to add Michael Fronte is like, oh God, so we're going to just throw in a giant dollop of happiness as well. That'll be good. And it's fun too, because I'm sure, you know, that his wife will, although maybe since it's a hometown show, she'll just be like, I'll just stay home with the baby. But hopefully she'll bring the baby. Limited tickets are still available. If you go to livenation.com, you can get your tickets before they're gone. Get all the Winterland details at radioalice.com. But the big news to know is that One Republic, Leon Bridges, and now Michael Fronte running out the lineup. So we'll meet you there. It's our Christmas party. Come and hang out with us. We all run around there all night. It's fun. It's a good time. Connection. Can I get a connection? Oh, I love singing. So fun. All right. So let's get started with the celebrity trash here. I do want to thank Aaron, who emailed the show with some very important information.
Uh-huh.
You know, somebody stole Vinny's list a few years ago. And he went back to a show from 2010, which I didn't even realize you could go back that far. Maybe he saves podcasts. I'm not sure how that works. But he went back to 2010. And I guess we'd gone through the whole list, and he managed to partially recreate it. So it's not going to take much work for us to get through it. There were a few I was like, oh, yeah, that one. Oh, yeah, and that one. Nice job, Aaron.
There's like 20 people on my list. It's not that long. An easy thing for him to compile.
You know what sucks is that there's been a couple of things where like a story would come up. I'm like, I don't think that person's on the list.
That's ridiculous. I gave you the complete list of people I boned. I know all their, well, I don't know all their names because there's a couple I forgot their name. But I was able to label them appropriately by location. There's not that many. Unfortunately,
your purity rating is high.
Well, here's the thing. That's not the truth. The regret in me is that for some reason I prioritized alcohol over, you know, people for a while there. So I missed out on some good times. Even some people who were like, hey, and I would... Nah, to go here.
Yeah.
With my drinks.
I'm already with,
and
this,
my friends.
With this lady.
I'll just say,
So, the internet. You can't trust it. And this is just another example of one of the things you just can't trust about it. It's like, it's actually very upsetting. Not really. But it was surprising when I saw this morning. So, the world went crazy last week over Justin Bieber eating a burrito sideways. It went crazy. It was reported everywhere because it's not news, but it is news, and it's so dumb. And I don't know. It was a Friday, so people were like, "That's a fun story."
It's certainly, there's a lot of murder in the world, so you look at that and you go, "I can."
New way to eat it. We spend our own 10 minutes talking about whether or not a burrito can successfully be eaten from the side. Like, it certainly didn't seem like that. So
here's some nonsense we can get down
right.
with.
Well, it turns out that we were tricked. There is a YouTube channel called Yes Theory, and they made this shot of him just to see if they could make it go viral. And it did. They successfully pulled it off. That's a Justin Bieber lookalike. And they've put up a 12 minutes,
yeah.
Video documenting how they came up with the idea. Just such a dumb idea. Like, what a funny conversation to sit around. Like, what are we going to have this guy? Because they found a dude who looks like this guy. Actually, he's also Canadian. Let's see if I can get his name here.
I think it's Brad something.
Brad Souza, I think. Yeah, Brad Souza. He's also a Canadian. And I guess everywhere he goes, like, he's that, you know, that people have actually, groups of people have freaked the F out. Like, oh my God, that's Justin Bieber. Like, they, so he already looks like him. But he had different hair and stuff. And Justin's been having those blonde, stupid looking, ratty hair, like Courtney Love hair or something. So they, this video documents this whole process about how they're talking. And then they're going through pictures on the internet of what he wears so they can get like a good outfit for him, and how low he wears his pants. And then they've got, they go to a wig shop or like a costume shop.
So I have them making him up right now and trying to figure out what they can do to make him look more like Justin here.
So they're all just sitting in a room with this dude. And now they're at a wig place. He's strikingly similar looking. So as they're, now they put the wig on and then they give it a haircut, you know, to make it look more like the hair that Justin's been rocking lately. They put a pair of sunglasses on him. They sit him down on a park bench and actually, they don't sit up. Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
So I have a question. The thing that makes the world go round is money. Mm. So what did these, is there advertising tied to these boys doing this?
There must be. They must have subscribers and X amount of views, and they clearly have a group of people and a camera crew. And
that's what I'm trying to, I mean, we all know what that costs, what they're up to right now. It seems like a lot of man hours are going bye-bye.
Right.
So they advertising then.
Must be.
Okay.
Yeah.
They have 2.6 million subscribers. So I think that, yeah, they're probably pretty famous on YouTube already.
Although they say now that, you know, people are making a lot less money on YouTube these days since they totally changed the rules. And I guess they're keeping the money for themselves. Right. Like that one girl who went bananas after she lost all her money on YouTube.
Oh, right. Well,
came up to,
maybe these cats are going to keep serving their audience until things turn back around.
Maybe. So they have them all set, and then they decide, let's test this out.
Yeah, so they have two theories or two ideas of how they're going to try to make something go viral, and one of them is making him help an old lady cross the street. So here's their test here.
All right. See, they've got money. A school bus pulls up.
Oh, my God.
a celebrity tour bus. All right. And he jumps on the bus, and he actually is, like, shaking everybody's hand. They're all videotaping him.
He's so much bigger than he doesn't look the right size.
He looks too tall, you
think?
Way
taller, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how tall Justin Bieber is, but I do think of him as being kind of a shrimp. He's probably tall. I don't know. He's a grown man-ish. So then they set him up, and here they are staging the burrito.
They're telling him how to eat it and what angle to sit at so they can get the perfect shot.
Oh, boy, they got a lot of pictures of it. Justin Bieber.
He's 5'9".
Oh, Justin, the actual Justin Bieber is? Yeah, this dude definitely is taller than 5'9". So anyway, the picture of him eating a burrito was a completely staged thing, and it's just, we believed it. I believed it. Everybody else believed it. Right. Everyone jumped on it, and now these guys, good for you, you win.
You got us.
You got us.
What
Congratulations.
Was the point again?
Views.
Right.
The other thing on the internet last week that was kind of crazy was the David Schwimmer steals a case of beer in.
Guy did look like him
in Blackpool. He looked. It turns out that after the zillion shares that we all did with our friends, that it looks like they've identified this guy. I don't have his name. They don't do. They don't share it. But the cops. From Blackpool posted on social media, could we be any more overwhelmed with the response to our CCTV appeal about a theft at a restaurant in Blackpool? Huge thanks for sharing it with your friends. So they've identified the guy, and he's going to get his. Kanye West just does not stop. He is all in on his political affiliations. He designed a line of clothing to encourage black people to leave the Democratic Party. It's called Blexit, as in black exit. It's obviously a play on Brexit. He probably didn't need to tell you that. His Blexit shirts and hats debuted this weekend at the Young Black Leadership Summit. It's a meeting organized by black conservative commenter Candace Owens. She told the crowd, Blexit is a renaissance, and I'm blessed to say that this logo, these colors, were created by my dear friend and fellow superhero, Kanye West. It's a whole group of these superhero people. He has taken one of the boldest steps in America to open a conversation we have needed to have. So, I don't know if people will some people will ironically wear Blexit gear, and other people will wholeheartedly.
Well, that's the confusing part, isn't it?
That is it.
Do you mean that?
You can't possibly mean that.
You can, but if it's, if you got some of one and some of the other, you find yourself going, I can't take any of you seriously.
You know, whatever starts a conversation about politics, I'm all for it, so.
Really?
No, not really. That was one nice thing about this weekend is that, we successfully avoided politics talk.
Your brother knows he's going to get thrown out of the course 6 immediately if he starts that crap.
But we still managed to cover, all the guys and a couple of the girls were all watching the series. And
how he skated through without any kind of initiation is the part that gets me.
Well, he's not in.
No hot tar with feathers?
He was
nothing?
Just invited,
Yeah, but, that's how you get in. There should have been, some kind of thing.
He was very funny during the jam.
Oh, so... he charmed everyone.
Well, he's a charming guy. He's actually a fun person to be around. He's always just 100% on. Sometimes it's just exhausting, and you have to...
Send him home.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. But no, he didn't have an initiation because it isn't really a club. It's just our little joke that we all hang out together. At the movies this week. Anybody go to the movies?
Mm-mm.
No.
And Hooman, this is not your time of year, right? I mean, all scary movies.
Scary movies. And
this week, big one.
So I just posted on the Alice973 Instagram a picture of me and Rami Malek. And
who?
Rami Malek?
Freddie Mercury.
The guy from iRobot? No, not iRobot. What's he from?
That's it.
Oh, it is iRobot?
I think so.
Oh, funny. He's the hacker guy.
Robot me? No, it's iRobot.
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, so there's a picture, and then there's also a picture of me and Tommy Iago. We're going to review the film this week.
All right.
So be sure to tune in Thursday. We're actually going to play the audio from the interview on Wednesday, everyone, on Halloween Day.
How exciting.
It is. Thank you.
I can't wait to hear your interview.
Yeah, it's good. And then actually, I don't know if Bryn has committed, but we'll just commit him right now. We're going to go see Nutcracker on Tuesday
at 4 p.m.
Yeah, if you want to come, you guys are more than welcome.
Where is it?
At the Metreon. It's always at the Metreon.
You're going to go to that?
I'm not sure yet.
Yeah, he already said yeah. He kind of sort of said yeah.
You're seeing it tomorrow or the next week?
Tomorrow.
Yeah, this is a busy week. I'm not going to that.
Don't do that, Vinny. Encourage him.
I'm just trying to make sure he doesn't lead you on. You're going to end up heartbroken, and he's going to be like, I don't want to.
Let's go ahead and start off the year.
So anyway, we might mention that on Wednesday as well if there's time.
All right. So Halloween is winning the box office, and literally, by that I mean the movie Halloween has won again. It's made $126 million in 2 weeks.
Wow.
People love their... They made $32 million, and it was number one. Number two is A Star is Born. That's a great movie. And go see that and bring tissues. Venom was number three. Goosebumps 2, Haunted Halloween was number four.
Do you see what Venom has made in total?
Yes, in 4 weeks, $187 million.
Is that low? That seems low.
Yeah, I mean, Tom Hardy and Michelle Williams are such amazing actors.
You said this movie stunk.
Yeah, movie's terrible. Terrible.
Huh. All right.
The only new thing on here is Hunter Killer.
Yeah, so Gerard Butler has to save the Russian president with his awesome submarine, like, in the Arctic. Stupid. Hmm. I was telling Yuzette about it. No, I said Yuzette, I cannot, please don't make me see this. She goes, don't worry about it. It sounds stupid. So that's why there was no review. Because that was the big release, that dumb movie.
Mid-90s actually just cracked the top 10, so they must be widening their release.
Yeah.
I actually shouldn't mention that movie anymore. They jilted us.
Poor Jonah, he only made $3 million.
Total burn.
He
burned you.
Yeah, he did.
Therefore, he burned us.
Yeah! We don't sit well with that. Yeah. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
So much stuff.
What?
I've got some bad news. Then I've got the good news. The Red Sox did something neat. Maybe a change for Halloween around the corner. And candy corn after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. There they are, One Republic, stars of the show.
Yay.
It's true. It's coming around again. Winterland, it'll be here before you know it. And you better get your tickets before they sell out. One Republic, Leon Bridges, and Michael Franti was just added to the lineup. Limited tickets are still available at livenation.com. Head there, get yours before they're completely ungettable. Or you'll have to sit and listen. I mean, look, we want you to listen 24/7, but you're going to have to if you're going to win tickets after they're gone. All the Winterland details are at RadioAlice.com.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. While we're speaking of greatness, let's, mention again, RadioAlice.com. Our tech department, our IT department.
Digital.
Our digital department is the best of all times. Mm. We scoured the Bay Area and Silicon Valley for the two best.
Yep.
We got them. Google. We got them.
Don't taunt Google. They'll come grab them.
No, they won't.
Brad and Ron.
The digital department are responsible for RadioAlice.com. Head over and enjoy.
Mm.
Here's what's happening. So over the weekend, a real tragic story happened. There's been a bunch of bad stuff in the news, but let's see here. 11 people were killed in a mass shooting at a synagogue on Saturday. The shooting is the deadliest anti-Semitic act in U.S. history. The shooter had been posting anti-Semitic messages on Gab, which is a small social media site. I'm not familiar with it, but they call it here... It's a far-right, alt-right place where people who have been thrown off Twitter can gather.
Oh, wow. I didn't even think of that. There's huge groups of people who've been thrown off Twitter and they want to continue to rant and rave.
So I guess it's Gab. I've never heard of it, but
I'm sure. Do you think Gab is psyched? Or like, oh, yay, we're getting all these people that were thrown off Twitter, or they're just happy to have
users? I was just reading the headline, actually, Vinny, that came out a few minutes ago that said Gab.com is taken down after synagogue shooting.
Well, yeah, I was going to say I can't.
Like, do you think they were designed for that, or are they just like where everybody decided to go?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. This is the first I've heard of it, so I can't even say that I have some, you know, whispers of what it people are up to on there. According to this, he'd posted on Saturday morning, the murderer posted, I can't sit by and watch my people get slaughtered. Screw your optics. I'm going in. I don't know what he's talking about in terms of his
people getting slaughtered.
Then he went to a synagogue in, this again is in Pittsburgh, with an AR-15 and three Glock handguns and murdered 11 people, all of whom were between the ages of 54 and 97. Mm. He also shot and wounded two police officers and two SWAT officers. The shooter was taken alive. He's in the hospital apparently right now and is facing 29 federal charges. They say he'll make a court appearance today. I don't think if he's in surgery at the moment that he'll be in court for that appearance. One of the other stories that had been breaking through the week yesterday, I don't mean to drop all this right off the bat, but maybe getting it out of the way is part of the way for us to just get current and then move on to nonsense that you're familiar with. The guy who'd been doing the pipe bombs.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Michael. Oh, God, he's the documentary.
Oh, Michael Moore.
Found that dude in footage from his most recent movie.
You're kidding me.
So his first big documentary, or the one that
broke him,
the one that was huge for him, I should say, was the Fahrenheit 9/11.
Oh, right. Uh-huh.
And then he did recently an 11/9, which was the voting sort of. And in that, he had a bunch of footage from all the Trump rallies. And in that footage, he found the bomber. And so I watched the footage of this dude holding a sign and being at the front row of one of the rallies. And not that we should be surprised. His van was covered with that kind of
rhetoric.
Right. But it was just interesting that he went, I'm going to go look through the footage, and then went, I found him.
Wow.
There he is. So.
Wow.
There's that.
Well, like, of course that's where he was.
Speaking of the voting, you know, the 11/9. Halloween is on October 31st.
Yes.
Sometimes that's great.
Yes. When it's a Friday or a Saturday, it's fantastic.
Sometimes it just sucks.
Yeah. When it's a Monday or a...
Or a Wednesday.
Yeah. Although we're going to have fun. It's just that, like, when the kids start coming at 7:30, I'm still going to bed on Halloween. A bunch of my friends are coming over. They make our house the home base because it's such a huge, you know, it goes crazy in my neighborhood.
There's a petition going around right now.
I like it.
To give Halloween a floating date where it's always the last Saturday in October.
I think that's great. What do you think?
I love it, too.
Yeah.
But I go to bed at 8, you know, p.m., And I really do dread the idea that the kids, we're either going to be that neighborhood family that shuts down at 8 and everyone's like, oh, those guys, brah, you know, or I'm going to stay up later than I should and it affects me.
What are the reasons to not do this?
Well, it's a tradition. Mm-hmm. It's October 31st.
Right.
That's when Halloween is. There's the reason.
But Thanksgiving's a floater, and that's a much bigger holiday, in my opinion.
Sure.
So is Labor Day. That's a floater, right?
Well, that's actually a holiday. Well, Halloween's an occasion.
Oh, so it's just a freaking occasion. Wow. Let's move it.
Well, wait a minute. Is Thanksgiving a holiday or an occasion?
Holiday.
Thanksgiving's a holiday. Oh.
So the reason
why... Christmas is always, but that's supposed to be Jesus' birthday.
So the reason it's on the 31st... is because it was believed that the ghosts of the dead returned to Earth on that day. It has to do with the...
So people have like Halloween, a private celebration.
Halloween has been celebrated on the last day of October, dating back at least 2,000 years.
Oh, boy.
When it was an ancient Celtic festival called Samhain. Which they say is pronounced so-in.
What? Yeah. Celtic, I think, right? Isn't that what
I
they call
know.
It?
Oh, that's why. You know,
I just feel like if you have, I'm not doing any kind of Halloween celebration that couldn't happen on any, like, I'm not having a seance. I do not expect my dead relatives to visit me. Uh-huh. Why don't they, you know, Halloween observed on the Friday? And then if you have something
so
special for the 31st, then okay, but...
The reason the 31st is that day is supposed to mark the end of summer and the time the winter begins, and that's associated with human death.
Oh. And so what about Dia de los Muertos, which is the next day, Ala's birthday? Mm-hmm. How funny that his baby is October 31st and his baby is November 1st.
I know.
But you're celebrating the dead, right?
Yes.
Is that all?
Well, you still can celebrate it then.
And demons and demonic things.
Well, no, that's... Didn't you see Coco?
Yeah,
I didn't see Coco.
It's good.
Well, it's not about demons. It's about celebrating your
No, I'm
past
talking
fam.
About the 31st. Oh, I'm not talking right. about the 1st.
All Hallows Eve.
Day of the Dead is a wonderful celebration of people past. Mm-hmm. It's nice. I like it.
Very much so. But people can still celebrate the things that they want to on the day that they're supposedly
But the party
to.
People want a Saturday night party.
Amen. I would, you know, Halloween's fun. And 5 years out of 7, I got to go to bed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sarah wants to get ripped and bang some guy with a mask she doesn't even know.
Hopefully it's John.
Your brother?
No.
Oh, God, Sarah!
It's scary on Halloween.
This is taking a bad turn. Okay,
it always
on.
Does, Vinny.
The Red Sox have won the World Series, everyone.
Did you watch that 18-inning game?
I started it.
I watched it right up until my receiver had cut. We put 3 extra hours on it. And we didn't get to see the end.
Uh-huh.
What was it, 8 hours long?
Baseball cannot win. They can't get out of its own way. Like, no one can stay up that late to watch baseball, guys. Or
and
wants
on the,
to.
On the East Coast, that must have been until 4 in the morning.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, it went till 3-something in the morning.
Yeah. It was like they were lucky that it started on the West Coast.
It was bogus. It's
still till 1 in the morning.
Yeah. Oof.
Mm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Anyway, the Red Sox finished off the L.A. Dodgers in Game 5 last night. I didn't even watch it because I was watching. There was a decent football game on. It was the Saints-Vikings.
Yeah.
They're both pretty good.
It's a good matchup.
Both have good quarterbacks. I'll watch that for a few minutes.
How are the Niners doing?
Niners lost. They were actually winning, and then they found a way to lose.
They just keep finding ways.
In fact, the 49ers and Raiders both lost, so there's that. Pats play tonight. Mm. In just a pathetic matchup against the Bills.
Still, they're one of our rivals, so we need to.
Whatever. They don't have a quarterback. And you guys have the golden boy.
My favorite.
Anyway, I'm sure there'll be some kind of big celebration in Boston. Will you be there?
No, I live here.
Oh.
So I won't be there, but
not gonna
congrats
make that.
To them. And someone was saying that if you were born in 2002, in your lifetime, there have been like 4 Pats wins for the Super Bowl. I think this is the 4th series. A Celtics championship, a Bruins champ. Like, it's, you know, if you're a 16-year-old from Boston, all you know is winning.
Good for you guys.
Yes. I'm not from there, so good for Boston people.
So
I don't live there.
I don't know when I saw this, but I mean, I know you long time. You're a candy corn fan. It's
oh my God,
disgusting.
I love candy corn.
In fact, just
I don't
the
know
other
why.
Day, we're getting on the elevator, and there we are waiting for the elevator, and out from, I don't know if it was a... the
no, I just had, I had a fistful. I grabbed a fistful.
Someone sent us a bag.
Don't send us any more of that. I'll just eat it.
I don't know if it was out from the cavernous pockets where there's a little of everything in her jacket or not, but there in her hand is... candy corn. And she's like, want some? No, thanks.
No, it's like crumbly caramel. Love it.
But there you are eating it. And then I saw on Facebook why they call it candy corn. Do you know this?
Don't, because they look like kernels?
If you stack them on top of each other, it looks like corn on the cob.
What do you mean stack them on top
of
each
other? You put them on top of each other and they will make a circle. And they will be little yellow nubs on the outside, and it looks like corn on the cob.
Oh, pull up a picture.
Yeah, they look like corn kernels. No, no, that's what I always assumed. I
want to
see
this. You can't believe when you see it, you'll go, whoa.
Whoa. Oh,
boy, what just happened?
Who man?
A human just, he's running in
here. Oh, his computer hit the mic.
Oh, my God, yum.
Jesus.
Oh, that's great.
Can you believe that?
I got to do that.
Did you know that, or did I just...
Because
I didn't know it either.
Yeah.
It looks like corn on the cob when they're all put together.
Okay, someone can send more.
Oh, you want more then?
Well, they are... Oh, my God, my mouth is watering right now. I love candy corn. I just love the consistency. I'm a consistency person. You can tell me... Yeah.
Funny.
Anything gooey and... Ugh, like flan. Ugh.
Yeah,
it's like custardy.
Will you eat beef stroganoff?
Sure. Yeah.
So there's noodles
beef.
In that,
noodles
and there's this
and beef
creamy,
and, the creamy.
And that doesn't
I love that.
Catch you off at all.
No, no. It's like a gravy, right? It turns
sort
into
of mushroomy
of
sauce.
I love that. Oh. Yeah.
You love it.
Mm-hmm.
And you
beef
love candy corn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
Those all good with you. Yeah. What did you call that? Consistent.
Yeah, I like a consistency, a mouth consistency.
Huh.
Yeah.
All right.
Cheese puffs. Good consistency.
Cheese puffs.
Mm. Just thinking of all things I like that are...
Cheese puffs?
Yeah, you know how cheese puffs, they have that... Like, you can put them in your mouth, you can kind of suck on them, and then they, like, degrade in your mouth, or you can just crunch them up. You know, I like the thing in my mouth.
You put them in your mouth, and they degrade?
Yeah, if you just hold them in your mouth, they'll actually, like, start to degrade. It's fun. Mm. They turn into a whole nother consistency. You've never just let a thing sit in your mouth just to see what would happen to it? I do that with pretty much everything I eat.
I don't know. Pop Rocks?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Well, like, what thing do I put in?
I don't know. Sometimes I'll, you know, whatever it is. Just let something linger on your
Let me hold
tongue.
This in
yeah,
my
hold
mouth
it in your
and
mouth
see,
and
what,
see
it
what it does. Like a potato chip. You know how it moistens?
Yeah, there's Pop Rocks.
Oh, there's a Pop Rocks.
Well, shouldn't everything, for the most part, degrade in your mouth?
Well, not a piece of steak wouldn't, you know.
Oh, right.
But I've chewed and chewed and chewed a piece just to see what would happen to it. Just like, no, don't swallow. Just keep on chewing it. See if you can break it all the way down. And that turns into like, basically, it tastes like an old Slim Jim or something. It's
like, mushy. Mm,
yeah, like you've sucked all the flavor out of it. It's like this weird.
This is so weird.
Mm.
Okay.
Candy corn. It's the best.
How about a fast fact?
I love those, Vinny.
Hormel is the company that makes Spam.
Uh-huh.
And they are so furious that the mail you don't want on your email machine is called spam.
Oh.
It makes them so mad.
Why?
Well, because it's
degrading
it's
their...
related to this unwanted junk mail.
Yeah.
When in fact, we're
I don't
a
put
delicious,
the two together,
nutritious...
Wait, are they? I love spam.
Breakfast,
spam.
Universal food that can be enjoyed any time of
Slice
day.
Slice it up, fry it up, English muffin, egg, cheese, come on.
So no one in the company is allowed to call.
Oh my God, really? What do they have to call? Just junk mail?
Unwanted email.
Spam.
Not
spam.
Not here.
Yeah.
Sister.
Mm. Well,
not if you
there.
Like your job.
I like my job, but I don't think Hormel has anything to say about it.
Hmm.
Mm.
The Chumbivilcas province in southwest Peru doesn't celebrate Christmas on December 25th. They celebrate a holiday called Takanukui.
Oh, Takanukui.
Where you're legally allowed to have a fist fight with anyone you've had a problem with that year.
Oh, it's like the purge, sort of. Oh. It's great.
On December 25th.
So people who have done bad things hide.
I guess.
And the people
or
that they've offended come looking for them.
People through the year say, I'll see you.
On Takakoyi.
Takanakuyu.
Hmm. I'm on Takanakuyu.
See you there.
Punk.
Right. You're getting it. Good job. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple of those. It's Mr. Robot.
Oh, Mr. Robot. I knew it wasn't I knew it was something else. I'm like, that's wrong. Rami Malek.
It's Freddie Mercury. I can't wait to see that movie.
I cannot wait.
So good.
I'm going to try and go on Friday.
Look at the Al973 Instagram.
Thank you.
Oh, 408 says, okay, this is from last week, but I had to save it. Okay, so this week is Washaka. Next week, we fly in Jason Sisko for the show, right?
Yeah!
No, he's busy. He's
Let's
got
get Jason Sisko in. He must have a vacation coming up.
All right.
Come on, Jason.
Things
Jason.
To do.
I mean, Jason.
516 says, finally watched Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, and it's so good. Sarah would love it.
Yeah, I watched the first episode, but these guys haven't wanted to go back to it. We decided on Ozark, so maybe we'll do it as another filler show before Game of Thrones.
Oh, well, it's nowhere near Ozark level.
Oh. Yeah,
the Maisel.
Well, we'll watch
it. It's cute.
Yeah, it looked cute.
It's nice, but she's cute. Not. Holy crap, what's going to happen from here?
Right.
I'm so glad you guys are finally getting to talk about Ozark in full. Is this what it's like for people who like Big Brother?
And Survivor. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's why you should watch all the shows we talk about. So we can all talk about them together, you guys. You don't want to bum you out.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh, well, there's a secret menu at Netflix.
Huh?
Yeah. Also, Sofia Vergara and that ex-husband of hers. He's awful.
Yeah, he is.
He is awful.
Well, he's been awful for a long time. What do you do now?
He just continues. His reign of awfulness continues after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.